I see a big question mark on your face, Leah.
Grandpa, why did Jesus have to die? I thought God, his father, would take care of him.
Well, it's like this, Leah. Jesus wasn't thinking of himself. He was thinking of all us needy people who would die and not have God's everlasting life and live with him forever. Adam and Eve lost this life when they disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden. Do you remember how you wanted a garden?
Yes, I planted some seeds of corn, and the crows went down the row, picking out each seed and ate every one of them.
Then we got the idea, after planting the seeds, of covering them up with grass and straw. That was so the birds wouldn't see them.
Then one morning I found the seeds were grown. A whole row of corn sprouted up 2 inches high. We sure fooled those old crows.
Yes, that's the way it will be with the Christians who die. Listen to what Jesus had to say one day when he was talking about himself.
I must fall and die like a kernel of wheat that falls into the furrows of the earth. Unless I die, I will be alone, a single seed. But my death will produce many new wheat kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives.
He told them, "Because I live, you too shall live."
I'm sure glad I have this life.
After Jesus died on the cross and was buried, he came alive 3 days later. If you want to have everlasting life and live in heaven someday, you can ask Jesus to give you this gift. Let's ask him in prayer now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross and took all my punishment and blame. Please forgive me for all my wrongdoings. I want to be a child of God. Thank you for your gift to me of everlasting life. Help me to live for you. Amen.